priest came and said, "Have you got anything you'd like to unburden yourself before you take the walk?"
He said, "Nah, I'm ready to go." And so, Martin Hanson was led down the hallway, the clank of his chain. As he shuffled toward the execution chamber.
See that? You don't have a big problem like this. I mean, it's a pain in the neck having to choose between mom and pop, but at least you're not on your way to getting fried, right, Jason?
Yeah.
Think about that. Glad you ain't Martin Hanson.
Yeah.
So down the hallway he went to pay his debt to society. They strapped him in the chair. They put electrodes to his temples. They put a big strap around his chest so that when he convulsed with the surges of power, they blindfolded him so his eyes wouldn't pop out of his head.
Finally, they said, "Ready." Martin Hanson twitched involuntarily, knowing full well this was his last moment on Earth. Everybody could hear the Bombay's pucker as the leather squeaked. As he tightened in fear.
When suddenly, there came a knock on the execution room window. Whap, 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 whap. Whap, 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 whap. Henson's heart filled with hope. The other guards turned around to see what the commotion was, and there was a third prison guard holding a pair of jumper cables. He shouted into the room, "Hey, hang these off of Henson's ears. The warden's having trouble starting his car."